If you're on the internet, bribery says come come. Best big way they stays up you dum dum. Swordman censors the internet all day. Even Paul Barney can't change the censoring ways. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lynch is after you. Sword Manzer, if he shoots your ass you're through. Sword Manzer, them Nimbusters after you. Sword Manzer, if they try to eat you, you're through. Them wicked Nazis are really crazy clowns. When will they learn they can't blow Manzer faggots down? Sword Manzer censors the internet all day. Even Nimbus can't change his faggot ways. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lindstedt's after you. The Sword Manzer Show! If he sues your ass, you're through. Do-do-do. Sword Manzer, Pastor Lindstedt's after you. Sword Manzer, if he sues your ass, you're through. Sword Manzer, them Nimbusters after you. Sword Manzer, if they challenge your ass, you're through.
Golden Dickie Bearskin. To see what I can find, I find a bunch of goodies from 2005. I see all those items from the good old days. His butt fuck is my hands and his leather's all gay. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS. In the gay pipe parade, Dickie rolled with pride, sucking off niggers in the dusty countryside. Every red nigger bastard that wanted to pay, we would suck them off day after day. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS? Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS? Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS? Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS! Today I grin when I see his bull whip. My sphincter's vital sensing. I know it's really drip. Get that little butt, a gleam in my eyes. Call me Brian Real, I tell nothing but lies. I'll be a sword mancer in the SS. I'll be a sword faggot in the SS. I'll be a sword mancer in the SS. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Wanna be a sword faggot in the SS. Wanna be a sword mancer in the SS. Sword mancer, sword faggot in the SS.
Recorded live.
Greetings, Zogling, Wigger, and Manzer Ass Clowns across the fruited nutted Zog Plain. In the open air, coast to coast nut house, we call Zog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of Israel's race, ye who did hear the call. The chosen seed that Christ chose. Greetings. This is episode number 122 of the Movement Turn. Tonight is the 14th of May, 2012. And last night was usually Sunday night when I usually go ahead and record it, but there is one show that is sort of sacred, so I can go ahead and get a further MD in Wiggerology, and that's called Survivor. And so tonight's show is called Surviving Zogbot Mamzers. Now, I was, I was pretty well looking at Survivor, and they had a real smart white girl win, and I approved. I really don't mind women winning as long as they're cute, and blue-eyed, and pretty, and smart, and as opposed to faggots, and niggers, and beaners, and all these other sort of critters. And essentially, rather beautiful, smart girl went ahead and took charge of all the little heifers and pretty well voted off all the stupid critters with dicks off. And she went ahead and won the $1 million. So I'll go ahead and congratulate her. Her name was Kim something or another. She wasn't the cute girl, but on the other hand, she was the sort of cute, really smart girl who had a natural degree of intelligence. Anyway, you abandoned us for the kike cinematics, and the answer is, didn't abandon you at all here. You're here, ain't you? Quit your bitching. Anyway, Now, the name of this show is Surviving Zogbot Mamzers. And the late Robert Frantz, who wrote, I think, was the best white nationalist webpage bar none, including Patrick Henry, including all the other ones that came up, he used to say that three-quarters of the critters in the Zogland are altogether so screwed up in the head that they're not really dangerous unless you're stupid enough to have anything to do with them. He'd go ahead and point out is that most of the critters in the movement, you could not even trust to poison pigeons in the park. Couldn't trust them at all to do anything. I mean, essentially, they're just retards, okay? They're idiots. They're not to be trusted. But anyway, getting on with it. Joe Blow, I sort of worry about Joe Blow because sometimes that bastard likes spamming the crap out of this webpage. He's not really missed. He's another mamster that is not missed. But anyway, what you found out, one mud shark found out a week and a half ago that this hardcore unemployable named JT Reddy, who she invited into her house and probably into her body and into her bed, went ahead and he went nutsoid when she told him it was time to get his worthless ass out. And you go ahead and you listen to 911 calls, you go ahead and say, that's my boyfriend JT Reddy and he's tearing up my house. Oh no, he got a gun. Up! And you hear a sound sort of that reminds me of the time I went ahead and ran over a dog in a big old 1969 Bonneville. It was a good-sized dog, but then again, a 1969 Pontiac Bonneville was a good-sized car. And it just went ahead, and the dog made a little yelp, and you go ahead, and you hear it going just past the, you know, crunch, 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 crunch. You essentially knew the dog was dead. The dog got one last yelp here when it realized it screwed up by going ahead and crossing the road in Georgia, in Heard County, which is, northeast, really east of Atlanta, rural county, Heard County. Full of white trash and, full of, rural rednecks and niggers. Rather quiet place. I think the county seat was Franklin. I was heading home after a hard day trying to sell books door to door. And I ran over a dog. There were a bunch of them. I guess there was a pack of wild ones that were crossing the road or something like that. They got run over. I ran over one. Didn't really swerve, just ran right over one. Pontiac's a good-sized car. Bonneville back then. And she went ahead, she made a yelp. And you go ahead, you listen to the 911 call, and you hear these people going ahead and whining and pissing them on. You go ahead and hear this meaner girl, and by her little anguished voice when she tells about how this maniac, JT Reddy, has just shot her mudshark mother, her beaner sister, her beaner niece of about, 15 or 18 months, the beaner sister's wigger boyfriend, and then finally shot the worthless bastard, JT Reddy. You go ahead and you hear in real life that, yes, someone made a big mistake by having something to do with JT Reddy. And essentially, this mud shark paid for it with her life and her daughter's life. And a number of other people here. Well, I have a call waiting, and I'm not going to go ahead and answer it right now. Anyway, folks, what happened? She found out the hard way that JT Reddy was a worthless, evil piece of shit. And she paid for it with her life. Now, she might have figured out when she seen the gun, because she seen this tard with a gun. But essentially, I guess she'd never seen it pointing at her. And by the time she figured out that this is not a good sign, it was too late to say anything other than he's got a gun. Oh! And then the call goes dead here. She found out too late what most of these bowel movement tards are about. Now, one of the things that amuses me is that JT Reddy told this piece of shit blogger that he was half Jewish on his mother's side. And he went ahead and told, Hattie Meerkat of all people, that the reason his eyes looked slanted was that he had Tay-Sachs here, a.k.a. he was a Jew, and Hattie didn't seem to pick up on it. Of course, Hattie's a witless meerkat. Unless you're talking about Covington or Edgar Steele, he's not going to go ahead and pick up on that. But anyway, I've heard, I've gone ahead and I have Liar Bill, Most Nuts, the Clueless coming on the Manzer Barrel. And essentially the tard is just whining and whining and whining about me. And folks, I went ahead and ordained the piece of shit. He begged and begged and begged and begged. And, John Britton remembers a little bit different. He was going to beg John Britton. But since I lived in Missouri, it was 300 some miles away. Closer than 1,600 miles away. He went down. He got what he wanted. He left. And I'm not surprised at this piece of shit doing what he did. Why in the world? Well, Hattie has an unhealthy obsession with everybody. Everybody who doesn't agree with him. But anyway, I heard from one of my sources that my good old nemesis, Brian Rio, a.k.a. Sword Manzer, a.k.a. Old Nigger Lips, the Manzer from Mentor, he has had a homosexual fixation on, at least two people that I know of. One is Pastor John Britton, and the other is old Victor Switzer. Now, I call Victor Switzer probably an Anglo mestizo. It turns out that old Victor was. Now, Victor had gone ahead and come up before he got run off of Stumble Inn and banned here because he was spotting for Brian Rio. He came up with this crap about how my mother, Martina Samuelson, was a Jewess of some sort on the Lone Prairie. And the fact of the matter is that she is anything but. She's sort of silly. And, she's always had the mentality of about an 8-year-old because her mother abused her pretty badly. And, I do love my mother. I sort of have a little bit of trouble honoring her because she's sort of silly. And she's not very loyal to my dad or my dad's memory, so I have a little bit of problem with that. I had a big old fight with my brother in 2001 when he went ahead and said he was glad the government sent dad to prison. And then I went ahead and told this to my mother. Mike said that he's glad the government sent dad to prison. She said, I'm glad the government sent dad to prison too. And so I was a little bit annoyed at my mother. But then again, she's just being honest. She's somewhat of a tard. But here she is. She's, I know her ancestry. My ancestors, both the Samuelsons and the Swensons and the Svensons and the Ericsons, all came from southwestern Sweden around the town of Helsingborg, which is right on this Kattegat entrance to the Baltic. And you have across the fortress, the Danish fortress of Elsinore. And I've been to Elsinore, and I've been to Helsingborg. And you have about a 3-mile channel where essentially the Baltic is constricted around the island of Zealand. Not New Zealand, but Zealand. And, in any case, both the Samuelsons, Svensons, Swenson, Ericssons, and the Lindsteds came. Who's here? Debbie. Came from, did you shut the door? Came from southwestern Sweden. So actually, they aren't really Swedes. They're more like Geats, who are related to the Danes. The story of Beowulf is the story of this Geatish prince named Beowulf, who goes ahead and visits his Danish cousins who moved from southwest Sweden into what became Denmark, into Angling, in order to go ahead and take care of a monster problem somewhere around 525 or so. Or maybe, no, I'm sorry, 425 B.C. Anyway, so here she is. you know, she's not a Jew at all. In fact, the place where there's the fewest amount of Jews is the central prairie of North and South Dakota. I mean, shoot, it's essentially, it can be a fertile land if you know what you're doing, and you're raising cattle, and you're raising upland wheat, and maybe a little bit of corn when the rains are good, and you have irrigation. But no, it's not a place where a Jew would find himself at home, find much to steal. And my mother used to slop hogs here, and we used to kill and raise pigs like crazy here, and my mom did like eating quite a bit, you know, quite a bit of bacon. So anyway, Victor Switzer comes up with this crap how Samuelson is a Jew name, but Fink, short for Finkelstein, is not a Jewish name. He runs off. A month or so later, in February, Finkelstein goes ahead and Victor Switzer goes ahead and he abruptly disappears around February 12th or February 13th of 2011 from Finkelstein's forum. He runs off. And then on the News Guy show, you go ahead and you hear where essentially Finkelstein doesn't say anything about Victor Switzer, but on News Guy show, Victor Switzer last year goes ahead and says somebody went ahead and revealed Victor Switzer's name and got him in trouble with the fire department around where he works, around, you know, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And he went ahead and blamed me. Well, folks, I might have done that to old Victor Switzer. Victor Switzer was not a friend of mine, but essentially, I'm not going to go ahead and reveal Victor Switzer's name. But I didn't go ahead and call it. Brian Rear went ahead and called, and the reason he called is that Victor Switzer didn't want to have homosexual relations with Brian Rear. So around the end of the year, here comes Victor Switzer. He's showing back up here when Brian Rear wasn't showing back up. And in the last couple days, I've got the message is that Brian Rear went ahead and was digging in Victor Switzer's great-grandparents' names. And what happens, he found that one of Victor Switzer's great-grandparents was a full-blooded hacksaw or shit-ass Indian from the No-Wipem tribe. And what happens, old Victor Switzer's relatives went ahead and told old Victor that Brian Rear had been snooping around in it. I guess old Brian Rear went ahead and said, I'm going to reveal you as a Mamzer if you don't go ahead and give me what I want. Your sweet ass, you know, Victor Switzer. And what happens, old Victor Switzer freaked out. And he went ahead and said that he's through with Christian Dandy. No one from Christian Dandy or the movement is to go ahead and contact him as Victor Switzer on his Facebook page, on his MySpace page, or via his email anymore. He has had enough of playing Christian Identity. He's had enough of playing all these sort of games. Now, I don't feel sorry for Victor Switzer. Victor Switzer was, essentially, he was a Mamzer. He knew what was in his family tree, and yet he wanted to go ahead and play good white man, just like most of the Mamzers over on the Monkey Barrel want to play as well. When they're not. You have all these characters running around. So I got to go ahead and laugh at essentially Victor Switzer going ahead and being preyed upon by Brian Rear twice. And folks, are you going to go ahead and hear from Finkelstein, no more Brian Rear? And the answer is no. Anymore you're going to hear from Carolyn Yeager, I'm cutting my links to, well, Rabbi Finkelstein or William Fink. She's not. Essentially, this movement is nothing more than Mamzers and Jew boys and the rest who are playing a game. That's all they're doing. And so, most of you characters who are in this movement are liars, you're fools, you're Zogbots, you're Mamzers, some cases you boys, you're playing a game. You're playing a game of let's pretend. And the problem is that here you are, it's sort of like going to a Klan meeting, and two-thirds of the membership are from various law enforcement agencies, both federal, state, and local. And what you're doing is you're playing a game, and all along, you're being recorded, you're being spied upon, you're being essentially, well, used, but you think you're going to go ahead and use somebody else. You think that you're going to go ahead and fool Yahweh. Now, going ahead and fooling tards, Wigger tards, is not that difficult. It never has been. Never has been. So how do you go ahead and survive this bowel movement? Well, what happens is that Lisa Menderos, Mudshark, she could have survived JT Reddy by simply not getting so lonely for some pecker that she goes ahead and picks up some loser who's been fired from his job at the AutoZone. Some loser with no means of support, a whole bunch of illegal weaponry which the Zog Pigs are giving him. She must have seen these guns before. She must have seen that he had a bad temper. She must have seen this character was a loser and a liar. But she sort of thought that she was safe until, well, one Wednesday afternoon when she said, "He's got a gun!" And that was that. And she paid for her stupidity, not only with her life, but her daughters and granddaughters and daughters' boyfriend's life for her stupidity. And I don't feel sorry for her. I mean, what JT Reddy did, because he's a psychotic asshole, I'd probably go ahead and do by design. Because it needs to be done. During this great tribulation, which is upon us. But what we have more and more and more and more, essentially, are the sounds of a regime dying. And what do you do with people, what do you do with a regime which is dying? The answer is you go ahead and you pull yourself out. Oh, by the way, I got a letter from the Department of Revenue. They're going to go ahead and kick me off the ballot, which means that I'm going to have to file a lawsuit. And I'm probably going to ask that the state of Missouri be terminated as a state because essentially it refuses to hold open, free, fair, honest elections. And therefore, it really shouldn't exist because it's not a representative form of government. So essentially, I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and pay $350 and start a lawsuit here. I guess they went ahead and waited for about a month before they decided they were going to go ahead and do something about it. But anyway, there's only a remnant in Christendom or in Christian identity or in the movement. But the thing about it is that this remnant is not going to be above ground. Essentially, what happens is that most of the real movement, most of the real church, is underground. And pretty well, they have gone ahead and found out that there's no saving Zog and there's no reason to go ahead and save Zog. So, what to do? And the answer is you can go ahead and survive Zogling Wiggers, you can go ahead and survive Zogling Mamsers, you can survive Zogling Ass Clowns simply by not having anything to do with them. Listening to Engeldes / Steve Brower, listen to Liar Bell, Mumps, Nuts, to Clueless. Listen to Jeremy Visser. Listen to all these liars. Why in the world should I be altogether so hurt when a Mamzer or a Jew or a Melungeon acts like a Mamzer, a Jew, a Melungeon, or a Zogbot? Why are you surprised that a pig acts like a pig or a goat acts like a goat or a Jew acts like a Jew? Do you think that any of these critters will go ahead and have any loyalty to you because you're so special? And the answer is no, you're not. The best way to go ahead and survive the bowel movement is essentially to not rise above it, but to go ahead and get below it. get below it, and save your own life. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a couple-minute break and wait for Russ to go ahead and give me a call. I guess he's feeling better. Maybe he can go ahead and say how he was feeling in New Zealand. And, well, essentially, there's nothing much going on Sunday other than what I found out about Brian Reel. But, folks, I'm not surprised at Brian Reel wanting to go ahead and essentially blackmail some other man's retard for a little bit of man quiff, you know, queef here. I'm not surprised at all. And, folks, you're so much better off when you go ahead and have nothing to do with it. You know, just like old, old Lisa Menderos found out that essentially there's some critters you want to invite into your life. Old Victor Switzer, not his real name, found out there are some mamsers and some tards and some so-called Christian identity pastors and melungeons and pisser possums that you should not invite into your life, even if you are a mamser. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. Hail victory.
Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating crop. I wake up and ride away. Stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Build the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being taught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Feel the drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro. And they're always easy to drop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always eating slop.
Hello, Russ.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Okay. Talk sort of slow. A couple times you broke up last week here, or last Thursday. So how you doing today?
Pretty good.
Are you rusted up from New Zealand?
Oh, that time zone change, it's incredible. You know, Martin, coming back, I had to go through two back-to-back red eyes. A red eye from New Zealand to Los Angeles, and a red eye from Los Angeles to Charlotte. So it just takes a while to get over, that's all, you know.
Well, when you're going from west to east, It's even worse than when you're going from east to west.
For some reason, you're absolutely right.
Let me just tell the reason. I don't know if you ever read Around the World in 80 Days, but essentially if you're going from west to east, you will gain a day when you go ahead and you go around the world. If you go from east to west, you will lose. You will lose a day. And what happens in the book, Jules Verne, he was sort of like the Michael Crichton of his day. He went ahead and pointed out, old Phineas Frog thought he lost the bet, and then he went ahead and remembered there was actually only 79 days that he'd been gone. So he goes ahead and shows up at the club and wins his wager of 50,000 pounds or whatever, good deal of money, in what, 1880, something like that. Jules Verne was a Michael Crichton of his day. I was looking on my Amazon Kindle to Journey to the Center of the Earth with Arne Sacknason and Big Old Dumb Hands and the Professor and all these other people and the duck, Gertrude. And essentially, it reminded me, this movie, which was made in the late 50s, reminded me a good deal of the movie Congo, made in the 1990s, by Michael Crichton, about an expedition to a far-off place which is dangerous. And essentially, Jules Verne was the Michael Crichton of his day, better than 120 years ago or so, 130 years ago. But, if you go ahead and you're going from east to west, what you're doing is that you are going, in the plane around 600 miles an hour, and pretty well the time zone is about 1,000 miles because you have 24 time zones here. Essentially, what you're going to do is if you leave at, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to go ahead and get there at maybe 6 o'clock in the evening.
Let me tell you
understand what I mean? But if you're flying from, say, Newark to, say, Franklin, on the Rhine here, what happens is you're going to go ahead and lose 8 hours of sleep. So that's going to go ahead and affect you going from west to east, a lot more than the east to west.
When you cross the international date line, here's the way it works. You leave on Tuesday, you arrive on a Thursday.
That's
the way it works. It takes 2 days to cross the date line, basically.
Well, it doesn't really, but it goes ahead and in addition to the jet lag, you end up going ahead and feeling the difference in the time zones. You go ahead and you lose that many hours, that many time zone hours of which you go ahead and cross. Essentially, if you're going from Frankfurt to Newark, back to the States like I was, you're only going to go ahead and lose about 3 hours, even though it's going to feel like it's only 3 hours.
You lose a day. It's just that simple.
Yeah. Well, you don't lose as much if you're going from east to west. Anyway, let's go ahead and sell one thing. You did not take your Jack-O-Lane juicer with you, and you did not juice a sheep or an emu or a wombat or anything, did you?
You know what they have there in New Zealand? They have these deer farms. Mm-hmm. Just these Orientals, like the velvet off the deer horns. I guess they view it as being an aphrodisiac or something like that. And they have these farms that raise deer for the horns and stuff like that.
Well, gooks and the rest here, why heck? They just think that everything's going to go ahead and stimulate their pecker here. You didn't go ahead and juice a red deer or his horns or nothing, though, yep. Did you? Right?
They're all behind big old fences, as you might expect.
Okay, so the answer is no. You didn't juice anything major when you were in New Zealand, correct?
Right.
Okay.
What's more important is that this deal in Greece, from what I understand, they may go bankrupt next month.
They're bankrupt already. The question is whether or not they're going to go ahead and admit that they've been bankrupt for years and years and years, and now whether or not they're going to go ahead and pay the price in Germany. In France, pretty well, the people of France said screw, went ahead and said screw paying the bankers back. Pretty well in Greece, they said screw paying the bankers back. And then, over the weekend, you went ahead and found out, what was it, J.P. Morgan went ahead. Here they were on the forefront of saying, you cannot go ahead and regulate our little bets for derivatives. And since they found out that they've already lost $2 billion, and essentially they're still holding these bad bets. And what they're talking about essentially is that they're admitting that they cannot regulate themselves. And just like, well, when they needed the money 4 years ago, they're just going ahead and playing the game of, we will go ahead and privatize any profits we make on our bogus bets, and we'll make the taxpayer pay for any of the bets we lose on essentially the equivalent of guessing which fly is going to go ahead and fly off a Jew's turd, you know, first. Essentially, all these things are nothing but bets. They're just nothing but bets, which are not banked, you know, backed by anything. Right?
You're right, and they're leveraged.
And they're leveraged. Essentially, what happens is these banks have gone ahead, essentially, and counterfeited currency by going ahead and making a loan to themselves. And then, well, hey, they're not going to go, they're making a loan to themselves among their little fellow Jew banksters. And essentially, we, the taxpayers, are supposed to go ahead and pay for these bogus bets here. And what you have in Greece and what you have in France and what you have all the other places is that, you know, not only are there some real debts, there's also these bogus debts. And these banksters are insisting that the taxpayer, the German taxpayer, go ahead and fund that. And pretty well, the one who's been the hardest ass about austerity, old Angela Merkel, she has gone ahead and lost in the province of what? Westphalia. A couple days ago, she went ahead and lost in the province of Westphalia her majority for the Conservative Party of Germany. She's gone ahead. Essentially, all these people who are insisting upon paying the banksters are losing. Anybody who goes ahead and insists upon paying the banksters, they are losing as well. But the problem of it is that these people in Greece and these people in France and these people all over, they want to go ahead and run deficit financing so they can go ahead and pay for all these bureaucrats, they can pay for all this government that they really cannot pay for normally through taxation. So as a result, you end up having the people going ahead and repudiating these people, but these people still want these government bonds. And on the other hand, who's going to go ahead and loan anybody money after you've gone ahead and said, we're not going to pay you, we're not going to pay you, we're not going to pay you? So essentially, it looks like there is brewing up a perfect storm that's going to be worse.
Could be the summer.
Yeah, in the summer.
Summer. Who knows?
Yeah. I got a letter Saturday, or maybe today, from the Missouri Department of Revenue. I guess I'm going to end up having to file a lawsuit. Then I'm going to go ahead and ask in U.S. federal court that the state of Missouri essentially be, well, abolished because it doesn't have a representative form of government.
State, federal court, 11th Amendment, can't do it. Look into it.
Well, maybe you can, maybe you can't. I mean, essentially, I went ahead and talked to these people from the Department of Revenue, and I says, look, folks, if you want to go ahead and disengage elections, you know, from paying taxes here, I think that most white people would far rather not, you know, not bother voting, essentially, if they don't have to go ahead and pay any taxes here. And pretty well, I'm going to go ahead and bring up my previous lawsuit about how I'm not allowed to run for state or federal government because I'm a, quote, white supremacist. And therefore, why in the world should I or anybody else file any taxes? Why should white people pay for a government which is run by Jews for the benefit of niggers? Right?
Martin, tell you what, I want to take off right now. It's
okay. Well, anyway, what do you think of old Brian Rio going ahead and, you know, pretty well going ahead and digging into his wannabe lust mate, Victor Switzer's, background, and then finding out he has a red digger in there and trying to blackmail him to go ahead and get some man booty. You know what I mean?
I don't know a thing about that stuff.
Well, I think it's sort of funny that old Brian Rio here, I mean, he's still up to his old tricks here. I think he's an anti-racist activist myself here. But,
okay.
Anyway, you would believe Brian Rio would do something like that, don't you?
Brian Rio would do anything. He's a snake with two heads. He'll do anything.
All righty. Well, I'll talk to you later, Russ, okay?
Bye.
All right. Hail Victory. Anyway, I thought it was funny here. Oh boy, it looks like I am gone here. So I'm going to have to go ahead and, save this program, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Hail Victory. Liar Bill DeClueless, you mumps nutted, niglet niece molesting sack of shit with an 85 IQ on a good day. 250 pounds of dog shit in a 150 pound sack who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clint Downey and a little meerkat. You've been talking shit about me on 405 Thieves here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I'm asking, I'm like, yeah, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Hornier than Kunta Kinte at a Victoria's Secret shoot. That night I strolled in my Mud Shark Sisters project flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Mamzer spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I had picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of them frill loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger, blubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and slat gook eyes. Name was Brian. The saccoon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better than the niglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my niglet nieces come up to me and start steaming my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Master Tom. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you're dressed like a beach ball. Dang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Letitia drives me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the niglet is crying. So Letitia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is jackhammer, Eli or James in a doo-doo hole with Ron Dart, as Dickie Barrett gives birth something resembling a siskin, dew golem with a wet manjana and a three-inch lady stick, Well, two Nickelback, 20 minutes and $30 later, I'm slapping my mom's stuff in Coontang. Coontown, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Sharon. Huh, that rhymes. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the Coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against its will. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Dear Sword Pass, when I went to the special agent in charges, there I was browsing through the latest issue of SPLC Informants, and when I saw Shaniqua staring at me from the back of a milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need the wide-eyed gopher when your must nuts expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggas could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the Coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Kimbia grinds me against its will. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Well, Walmart Throwdown. Alright, folks, I'm back. I went ahead and I guess I accidentally hung up on myself, or essentially the thing just went ahead and died on me. I don't know what the deal is here. The story, Walmart Throwdown. Folks, when you've been in the movement as long as I am, have, you'll have all these critters running around making a challenge. Making a challenge like Brian Rio did. Yeah, before I found out it was Brian Rio, he went ahead and challenged me to a mixed martial arts. I was supposed to drive up to somewhere to Ohio to fight with Brian Rio at mixed martial arts here, which Brian Rio was studying. And essentially, I couldn't just grapple him and, you know, wring his neck or anything like that. No, I was supposed to go ahead and fight mixed martial arts. He was challenging me. If I didn't go ahead and somehow drive up to Ohio, somewhere, and go ahead and fight. You know, critter I only knew as sword mams, or Wiles, a big coward. Wirebelly pulls the same crap. Trader Glenn Miller, he pulled the same crap. On April 3rd, 2004, I went ahead and went up to Chuck E. Cheese. And Trader Glenn Miller was talking about what a big coward I was because I didn't show up at the Aurora Walmart. And Trader Glenn Miller went ahead and admitted that he had, what, supposedly 12 of his Klan buddies, his parole agents, his handlers from the Federal Witness Protection Program, what have you. Some, you know, some smackdown. So generally, what I do is I just tell these tards is that, well, folks, if you're going to make the challenge, I need to know who you are. And since you're going to go ahead and make the challenge, I get to decide the weaponry and the grounds. And, well, when Liar Bell Mumps Nuts the Clueless was going ahead and making a big old challenge, I just simply said, well, I'll tell you what, gelding knives, zero paces, my living room, no witnesses, no rules. And old Mumps Nuts goes ahead and talks about how brave he is and how tough he is and all this sort of thing. The truth of the matter is old Mumps Nuts is about, 4, 5, 6 inches shorter than me. He weighs probably more than I do. But he's sort of fat. He'd have to waddle real quick, or I could probably catch Liar Bill the Clueless, even with a bad leg. So I'm not really scared at all of Liar Bill, Mumps Nuts, the Clueless. End up having some heifer named Cynthia Keene. I guess she's sort of notorious. She got outed by NSM. And she went ahead and, challenged me. I said, all right, well, okay. Cynthia Moncrief, Cynthia Keene, C.I. Skinbird, Tard, whatever. I want to go ahead and challenge you to a tit-ringing contest here. I'll use Opal's old 1920s Maytag with a tit-ringer. You go first. She said, well, at least go ahead and come to Springfield, Missouri. I said, I can't go ahead and get the old washing machine and the tit-ringer into the GL. You'll still have to come down here if we're going to go ahead and have a tit-ringing contest. And I do not take any of these characters seriously. Why should you? They want to play a game of I'm tough, I'm tough, I'm tough, I'm tough, and they're not tough. If they were tough, they would go ahead and give you their real names, give you where they really live. Instead, all they do is cyberstalk and then talk about how brave and how tough they are. Well, folks, you're not scared of critters like that, okay? Okay, well, you didn't scare Logan away here. I mean, essentially, you were, a tard. I didn't think it was the real Logan Hunter. I went ahead and tried to call the real Logan Hunter. Okay. So, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and look at the chat real quick here. But old Rusper, he did believe that old Brian Real was capable of anything here. Folks, I gotta laugh because old Victor Switzer knew that he was a Mamzer. He knew that he wasn't white. He knew a number of things. He knew that he wasn't for real. There's this guy over on, I guess, he calls it the Beer Barrel. I call it the Mamzer Barrel. He's been all butthurt because about, 3 months ago, had a Skype invitation, which Jet Rank and Mike John and APOC and Rust never, this Rust, character here, and she had a Beaner name, and she was, a Beaner Cougar in her late 30s, early 40s. You had a picture of her, and she looked like a Beaner. She did look like a Beaner. She had a picture of a Beaner here, which she pretty well kept herself up, but she still looked like a Beaner. And let me see. Who else did you have? You had Man Against Time. And he went ahead and said that he was a Hungarian attorney at law. And I said, Hungarian, huh? Okay, well, you do know that you're descended from the Magyars. Well, who are the Magyars? I explained to him that the Magyars were the cousins of these Khazars, who were their cavalry, who in Stanislaus, who was Prince Vladimir of Russia's great-grandfather, went ahead and pretty well broke the Khazar power. Now these cousins of the the Magyars of the Khazars were free to go ahead and essentially move on west into Hungary. And they became known as Magyars. That's why they end up having, just like the Finns, they end up having slant eyes. They end up having a number of features, and that's why you have so many Jews in Hungary, and Romania. You know, when they talk about blood-sucking vampires, they're really talking about Jews. So anyway, man against time, he's all butt hurt, and he had to go ahead and tell me a while later, I'm not a Hungarian, I'm not a Magyar, I'm an Austrian. Okay, well, you were Hungarian before you knew what that implied. Now you want to claim to be an Austrian. I'm not going to argue with you. Essentially, if you go ahead and you tell me stuff here, so like, Mike John of Jet and John, or formerly of Jet and John. I'm not quite sure what Mike John's doing. He went ahead and revealed that he was, just like old Victor Switzer, he was 1/8 or so red nigger. And the critters at VNNF called him Chief Running Fucktard and essentially drove him off of VNN with a lot of ridicule. That was about, what, 03 some years ago or so? They ran him off because they found out that, he had some teepee crawler in him. So here's Victor Switzer. Essentially, I figured out he's probably an Anglo-Mestizo. Here he is with Visser, who, well, is obviously an Anglo-Mestizo, but also a Melungeon. And here he is, and he knows what he is. And Brian Reel has already gone ahead and outed him to his boss to where he nearly loses his job. And then Brian Reel tries to go ahead and blame it on me on the news guy show. And I explain, is that no. I might go ahead and reveal out, Victor Switzer. But on the other hand, I might not. You see, once you go ahead and you tell a secret, you no longer have that secret to hold as a club over some mams or Jew boy's head. But Brian Reel, he's just hot to trot. And so he goes ahead, and he doesn't go ahead and get any of Victor Switzer's mangina. And so he goes ahead and tells on Victor Switzer to his boss, and there he gets him fired from some small fire department around Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And the guy says, well, I'm not going to go ahead and hang around Christian Dairy. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Promises his boss here that he's not going to think any wicked racist thoughts. And then, toward the end of last year, he goes ahead and you hear him on old Finkelschini's forum. He's a line bastard, come up with the crap about, Rabbi Samuelson, all this other good happy horse shit. To which these goofy bastards are just ever so apt to go ahead and say whatever the heck they want. It doesn't really matter to me. Because it's not true. But he went ahead and he got banned from Stumbling because essentially Liar Bill and Pisser Possums and the rest, Liar Bill was spotting to go ahead and get Stumbling taken down. And to go ahead and get, the beer bill taken down. And as a result, I was deleted by Jaybird. Now, this James Herndon went ahead and kicked me off. All the gear deleted my file. Now, he didn't have to do that. He could just simply put the thing onto a secret admin eyes only. But he didn't want to do that. He's already pulled this crap twice, once on the Bear Barrel, and before that on Stumbling in 2007, to where he wants to be the boss, he wants to go ahead and buy the software, and then he goes in and he doesn't want to be that anymore. He wants to go ahead and marry his Mexican honey in Baytown, Texas, which is about 25 miles east of Houston, sort of suburb of Houston. It's on the, essentially it's on the Gulf. That's why it's called Baytown. And essentially he marries a beaner. I guess has children by this beaneress. So essentially he's a wigger who's a race mixer. Wanting to play good white man. He goes ahead, he pulls this crap in 2007, goes ahead and gives it away to Breckenridge Elkins and Zed. And then he doesn't want to go ahead and own one. But then he wants to go ahead and own one. And from what I gather, in both cases, he plays a little game I don't want to play. but he doesn't provide the actual V-Bulletin forum license for which other people paid. This is the sort of game these characters play. And what he did, he just simply went ahead and deleted the entire thing. And APOC said, don't be mad, Linstead here. What happens is that, well, we'll go ahead and make you a moderator. We'll go ahead and bring back your forum. We'll go ahead and do this and do that. And I said, don't worry. I mean, essentially, I want to sort of vacation from the internet from around March to the end of June. I had a vacation somewhat from the internet because Brian Real was going ahead and taking down pages. I wanted to go ahead and prove that Brian Real was an evil little mamzer, but he was affiliated with Eli James and with Bill Fink. And essentially, here are these anti-racist mamzers and these Jew boys essentially were censoring people. And I have a recording that Eli James and Brian Real, we're going to go ahead and censor NIMBUSTERS. They're calling the Chicago FBI on NIMBUSTERS. Essentially, that's not normal white behavior. Because normal whites know that essentially getting people censored and kicked off is not something that you want to do or have happen. So essentially, you go ahead and you let these mamsters have all the fun that they want. You don't worry about them at all. Okay? So, any case, where was I? Okay, well, it looks like Andy is going to go ahead and hit the, hit the gym. Okay, where was I? In any case, over the past years, what you do is you go ahead and let these critters be themselves. I got a laugh over at the Mamzer Barrel that they want to go ahead and pretend to be good white men, but they're not. They're just Jew tars. They just go ahead and they're letting on Liar Bill, who they banned because he was spotting for Brian Real, and he went ahead and took down the forum, and they're letting Brian Real's spotter get back on the forum. And they let him go ahead and talk about, how it wasn't him, it wasn't him, it wasn't him, when they know damn well that it was. When, here's this Russ character here. She's a beater cougar. I don't think APOC's getting any pussy from her because supposedly she lived in Mexico. Of course, Mexico is heading toward Arizona all the time. But here, here she is running around and saying that the deal was off because Brian Real's behavior cut the deal to where I'm no longer a moderator. And therefore, I need to go ahead and simply allow these people to call me a child molester and a criminal and an FBI Zogbot and all this other good, happy horse shit. And folks, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't matter to them that the charges had to be dismissed here. Whereas I can go ahead and show posts by these people, I can go ahead and show criminal records, which would make normal people figure out these characters are Zogbots. But does it matter to them? The answer is no, it don't. It really don't. And the reason is because of the Genesis 3:15 hatred. But you have these people pretending to be white and they're not. Now, am I asking for a DNA test? And the answer is no, I'm not. I most certainly am not at all. I would think it would be enough for you folks, if you want to go ahead and pretend to be good white men, or pretend to be someone who is at odds with the government, that you go ahead and essentially act like you are at odds with this government, that you go ahead and hate its police, that you go ahead and hate its foreign policy, you go ahead and hate that essentially it's ass to mouth with the Jews, you go ahead and hate the fact that you end up having a foreign-born Kenyan nigger who essentially last week went ahead and announced gay marriage. we're going to go ahead and impose gay marriage to where essentially faggots get to go ahead and they don't produce anything, but they get to go ahead and have the same, quote, rights to essentially public tax dollars as a system which was set up to make sure that white children were able to go ahead and continue the current regime. Social Security, for example, by Democrats and Republicans, has been expanded to go ahead and allow third world beaners coming to this country to go ahead and collect Social Security payments when they have not paid a single thing in. The trust fund has been looted essentially for the same reason. And now they're whining that, well, in order to pay for our wars, this is what the Republicans are doing. They're trying to go ahead and go through the back door to restore their little wars in Afghanistan, the rest of these places, their little war profits, their little, oh, no-bid contracts. They're trying to go ahead and maintain deficit spending for their little war machines where they go ahead and get the money. And they go ahead and cut Social Security. They go ahead and cut Medicaid. They go ahead and cut all these other programs. And essentially what boils down to is that what you have is just nothing but thieves going ahead and stealing while no one is minding the store. And right now, I mean, they were talking about this Jackie Diamond of Wells, J.P. Morgan, talking about how we do not need a regulation for our derivatives. So essentially what happens is they've lost $2 billion in these bogus bets over the last couple of days. The hemorrhaging can continue because the bogus bet is still on. Essentially, just like what? MF Capital, which went ahead and stole from depositors' accounts to go ahead and pay Wells Fargo with stolen money. This is allowed. Folks, why in the world should anybody hold any money in? Why shouldn't you, if you have some money, do just like the rich people did in the 30s? And what they did is they just simply took their money out of the banks. They took their money out of everything. They went ahead and bought, because the Depression was made for Jews, to go ahead and buy farms and factories and everything else productive on 10 cents on a dollar. Why shouldn't you just simply hunker down with your capital and essentially live a life of ease doing nothing? While Zog goes ahead and falls apart. Can a nigger go ahead and run a wheat farm? Nope. Can a nigger go ahead, can a beaner go ahead and run a packing plant? Nope. Folks, what's going to go ahead and save the white race is civil war. Absolute, total civil war. That's why I gotta go ahead and laugh at old Shitty Boob / Kentucky Chomo Melinda. Here's some character, essentially an unclean criminal of some sort, and you know he's probably a sex pervert because, folks, normally, a place, you know, the Kentucky state government does not pay its criminals any money unless there's a reason to do so. And what's the only reason to do so that I can think of? Well, because it's cheaper to go ahead and pay out a Chomo check than it is for involuntary civil commitment, which will cost $90,000 or $100,000, whereas a Chomo check might only cost $10,000 or $12,000 a year. So here's this character, a thoroughly unclean, sanctimonious, self-righteous character who doesn't want to go ahead and give us a real name, doesn't want to go ahead and say who it really is. Going ahead, not only call me a child molester, but call me a Zog, agent provocateur. Okay, Kentucky Chomo Melungeon, okay, APOC, okay, the rest of you tards. What does the FBI need to know about the Manzer barrel that they can't go ahead and read from you fucktards already? Does the FBI need to know that most of you are Manzers? Large percentage of you are Jews?
that some of them are Kentucky Chomo Melungeons, that one of them is my mumps nutted, alleged niglet niece molesting bell priest from St. Louis, who only lasted about, what, less than 3 days? Now, folks, I got to admit, I went and ordained it. It took me 6 months, you know. I went ahead and was able to go ahead and read its private messages from Toshiba number 2. Because it's stupid enough to go ahead and click the Remember Me button. So, from October to January 1st or 2nd, I was able to go ahead and read its private messages. And with all Mumps Nuts lives for is just going ahead and trying to censor or ban people that it don't like. While at the same time telling how much they love, you know, love them. There's some Wiggerist named Lisa Lee. You know, here's old Mumps Nuts. He's a moderator. He's trying to go ahead and ban old Lisa Lee. What he tried to do is he tried to go ahead and ban old Clunt and, you know, Clunt, a.k.a. Debbie Downey, your little meerkat, for essentially being down on Roman Catholics. And what happens? He goes ahead, he bitches to Lycia, goes ahead and goes up to Jack Poot, goes up to, you know, Don Black, and then Don Black says, Clunt has been a, you know, Clunt Downey has been a comrade for 30 years. Essentially, you know, you might tell her that she ought to obey the laws, but essentially what it boiled down to is whatever Clunt wants, Clunt gets. And that's the way it was. It just came down from Don Black to Jack Poot to Lycia, or a.k.a. Spermfront Haugus, telling Liar Bill Mumps Nuts to Clueless that essentially what Clunt wants to do on Spermfront, she gets to do. Get used to it, Mumps Nuts. Get used to it. And Mumps Nuts had a fit over that. He was told no. He was told he couldn't go ahead and ban old Clunt Downey and her little meerkat, even though he's pretending to suck up to him. Couldn't go ahead and get done what he wanted to do. And that's all this character wanted to do. He didn't want to go ahead and build a church. He didn't want to do anything. He just wanted to go ahead, essentially, and ban or moderate or do whatever to a bunch of other fucktards. When you go ahead and look at some of these people, what they want is very, 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 oh, modest, I guess. Not very nice, but modest in a mean sort of way. So, what is there to say about people like that? And the answer is nothing. When's Linstead going to retire? Hell if I know. Anyway. Well, guest number 23. Folks, you don't have to believe anything I say. That's why I got to go ahead and laugh here about people saying I'm a Zog agent provocateur. I'm telling you to not run around and accept weapons from the likes of JT Reddy. Not run around with delusions you're going to overthrow Zog Babylon. Not run around to where you're going to be gunning down beaners in the street, but in the meantime, you're going to go ahead and fly to, what, Arizona from, say, Georgia, like Chris Drake did, and, oh, in order to prevent accidents, we're not going to allow anybody who says he's racist and he hates beaners to go ahead and show up here, much less anybody who says he's going to shoot them. Folks, I'm urging you not to go ahead and plot and plan and scheme to overthrow Zog Babylon, but rather I'm just simply saying that what you need to do is you need to go ahead and save yourself and save your family. Don't go ahead and join any organization. Old Victor Switzer, he goes ahead and finds for the second time that Brian Rio wants to go ahead and out him being a red nigger. And he's, you know, he knows he's a red nigger, but he knows that Brian Rio's going to go ahead and say that he's a red nigger. He's a mamzer. To essentially, to Rabbi Finkelstein, who's a Jew, to Brian Rio, who's definitely a mamzer, and to the rest of the wandering mamzers of Wikipedia Talks to UCI, unless he goes ahead and gives up his mangina for Brian Rio to get a little bit of poke. Does this make any sense to you? I mean, the first time
essentially when he's calling your boss and telling you that you're a racist who's appeared on VNNF here, and you have to go ahead and kiss your boss's dick here and kiss his ass in order to save your job, you know, promising that you will not go ahead and show up on any racist website, be it VNNF, be it Finkelgenia, be it Finkelgenia's talk show program, because you figured out who went ahead and snitched out. What is the purpose of that? What is accomplished by that? What is accomplished by going on VNNF here? Especially when you know Alex Linder's going to go ahead and testify against you. If he gets the subpoena, he's going to go ahead and hang on to data long after he needs it. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of this bowel movement of ours? What is the purpose of it? I haven't seen any real purpose of it. The only purpose I've seen is to go ahead and let David Duke tell you how much he's going to go ahead and save the white race. The other purpose is go ahead and send $10 or $20 and, you know, as a lone wolf, but if you don't go ahead and give your name, lone wolf name and address, essentially you're not going to get anything from Metzger. What is the purpose of the bowel movement? Now, if you're really Christian identity, there's nothing wrong with you going ahead and downloading some Bertrand Comparé sermons, some Wesley Swift sermons, opening up your Bible, going ahead and living a quiet, prosperous, well, quiet life, not running around, not getting your kids taken away from you, not getting your grandkids taken away from you, not doing the thing that I've done. There's nothing wrong with going ahead and doing that. Nothing wrong with essentially hiding in plain sight while Zog Babylon falls apart. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing that can be done about the current situation we're in at all. It's not Yahweh's will that something be done about it. You go ahead, you read that when violence filled the earth because, well, of Peter Duncan, because of all these miscegenated people, of all these people who are replacing the Adamites in the Tarim Basin because essentially they couldn't keep their peckers in their pants. They couldn't go ahead and refrain from Peter Duncan. So as a result, when you end up having these people at war with themselves, every cell at war with themselves because they were Mamzers, and you wonder why violence filled the earth, and you wonder why Yahweh went ahead and regretted having made them in the first place, and then him deciding that, okay, well, we're just going to go ahead and save a few people in a boat, a few of the local animals. Yes, we'll have a great flood, but I'm going to go ahead and drown out these miscegenating Adamites, the ones who didn't go ahead and stay in Europe or Western Asia, the ones who essentially are being misbred under Cain. Nope, I'm going to go ahead and just drown them out. Why? Were they white anymore? And the answer is no, they weren't. I bet if you end up having a Mamzer, you know, a Mamzer barrel or the internet, you'd have had among these misbegotten critters pretty well exactly the self-same behavior you have today. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. Why should it? Don't Mamzers act the same everywhere? In any case, folks, I'm sort of looking at what's going on. I've been yakking for about 31 minutes. I think I pretty well covered what I was going to cover for tonight's show. I'll probably go ahead and, well, I don't know. There doesn't seem to be too much, call to have 4 or 5 hour shows like I used to do it. There just ain't. In any case, I will go ahead and I have a lot of, well, I had a lot of things to write. I've been sort of busy all of a sudden again, and things are going to go ahead and get busier because I'm going to go ahead and help a lot of friends. I'm going to have to go ahead and help myself. But folks, what I see in this movement, essentially, why should anybody, I don't even see why Victor Switzer was surprised when he came back. And here's Brian Rio hanging around. And essentially, Fink didn't say, look, Brian, you're a Mamzer. You're not white. You make me look bad. Brian, I want you to go ahead and leave. And it wasn't right for you to go ahead and call up to these little towns around Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and say that, Victor was an evil racist here, and essentially that you want him fired from his job because he's a racist. You're going to call your anti-racist activist buddies here and get him to have his job taken away. No, Brian, that wasn't good here. I think I'm going to go ahead and kick you out of my organization. Well, no, Finkelstein didn't do that. So here is it happening for essentially the second time. And old Victor, he knows he has something to hide. He has a red nigger, grandparent or great-grandparent to hide. And so he does go ahead, and he does hide them. But little Brian is going ahead and asking old Victor's friends and family, what about this relative? What about that relative? Was he white? Was he white? And finding out that, no, they were not white. And then going ahead and offering to out-pull Victor Switzer. And so old Victor goes ahead and essentially, like a thief in the night, has to go ahead and run again, have to run out again, telling people not to post anything more on his Facebook page. Don't post anything to my MySpace account. Don't post anything to my webpage. Don't send me any more emails. Folks, it's surprising that this ends up happening again. It couldn't have happened to a nicer person. Well, actually, a nicer Mamzer. Go ahead and listen to Finkelstein. Essentially, tell lies with the lies hanging next to each other by just a sentence or two. I went ahead and had you look at these pictures. It was a trap. Okay, Jeremy. I took the bait. I sprung the trap. What's going to happen to me now that you've gone ahead and said that you sent two letters, and these two letters say this, these two letters say that? Essentially, letter one is from an assistant principal, white principal, who says, old Jeremy, can't go ahead and leave little white girls away. We're going to have to dope his ass up. Letter two says, well, we doped his ass up. It's not getting anywhere. Maybe we either need to cut off nut chunks from Jeremy, or we just need to expel his ass and have done with it. Which one? No, folks, I'm able to go ahead and read those letters. I'm able to go ahead and infer what Jeremy Visser's red nigger parents were supposed to infer and did. I'm able to infer what this particular teacher meant. And folks, here's Visser claiming that I am fooled. It was a trap. Well, Visser, if you knew anything about the Bible, you'd know that talks about people who dig traps for other people. And then, when they dig traps for other people, they fall into their own pit from which they've gone ahead and dug. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break. And we'll be back in about maybe, 3 or 4 minutes. Hail Victory.
Living like a poster, boys, is gonna make you wind up dead. That's what this little beaner faggot, Brian Rio's daddy, said. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her gayest one, it seems. she sold her snatch for taco meat. So you could live your dream. Brian was a beaner boy who liked to take it in the rear. And even folks from Billy Roper realized that it was queer. Dickie Barrett took it in spite of its mestizo skin. After he kicked that beaner out, some nigger did Dickie in. Even folks from Skinhead say Sword Manzer's fucking gay. They ought to keep him far away from any normal white folks. Eli was playing games, trying to bring that beaner in. He called in late one Halloween. A cyber shit storm soon began. Eli met his match, you know, in a hovel down in Granby Mow. And on the turd his screech was heard. Now everybody knows. Even both front skinheads say Sword Manzer's fucking gay. They ought to keep Rio far away from any normal folks. Now Brian ought to give it up. Go back to sucking nigger dick. He ought to know the jig is up. We're fed up with that beaner prick. Soon that dirty beaner snitch may end up being Leroy's prison bitch and dying in a lonely cell of AIDS before it burns in hell. Even both front skinheads say Brian Rio's fucking gay. They ought to keep it far away from any normal white folks. Even both front skinheads say Sword Manzer's fucking gay. But Dickie Barrett let him slip away out of blindness, I suppose.
Well, folks, if you want the link here, the link is essentially the movement turd. Where is it here? The movement turd, page 121. Folks, I do have some spies. Essentially, from what I gather, old Victor Switzer, that's not his real name, was quite upset that essentially he got, well, threatened with being outed a second time here. Well, he was outed here. I mean, essentially old Victor, you know, old Brian Real went ahead and said that, well, hey, Victor Switzer got some red nigger grandfather in him. Old Victor went ahead and found out because his relatives were talking to Brian Real
or somebody was talking to Brian Real about his Red Digger grandpa or great grandpa. So he went ahead and found out about that sort of thing. Got a little bit upset about it. Not that it matters. Okay? So, anyway, speed it up here. I'm not going to go ahead and... okay. Well, Booty, you can go ahead and go to bed here. It looks like, essentially, I've lost a bunch of people anyway here. And that might be the good thing here. I mean, folks, maybe a two-hour show is not a bad thing, especially when you go ahead and run out of things to talk about. But what you see in this bowel movement, especially from last week, well, essentially everybody was talking about JT Reddy. JT Reddy's behavior was predictable. It really was. I mean, how could anyone see that, you know, this character who essentially was telling people that he was Jewish, but, oh, do not go ahead and be racist here, but we're going to go ahead and stop beaters from entering the country, and you don't go ahead and detain anybody. And when you go ahead and join his organization, some people go to jail. Folks, how is that going to go ahead and solve anything? How is that going to solve a single thing at all? And the answer is it's not going to solve anything. Didn't solve anything. Well, it went ahead and solved old Lisa Mendoza's, you know, Mendoza's problems. It went ahead and settled them rather abruptly. Went ahead and settled a number of people's problems, including JT Reddy's. This guy was a screw-up waiting to happen. And it happened. You got to go ahead and laugh about someone like Brian Real, who goes ahead and does not look even remotely white, talking about the need for perfect purity of race. And this character is not even remotely white. And here you are, old Victor Switzer. You have what? And you know you have a red nigger, you know, grandparent. You're pretending that you're something like this here. Or what happens is that you are essentially a Jew lawyer who doesn't know what a Magyar was. Goes ahead and makes the admission that essentially, yes, you are a Jew lawyer. And then goes ahead and gets all mad at me for going ahead and repeating that. How's that going to go ahead and work? Alrighty, let me see. Let me go ahead and unmute a few other people. Okay. Well, I would say he's... Well, if he was a Jew boy here, he's not going to heaven. Of course, I don't think he's going directly to hell. I think he's just going to be a big fat, you know, feeding bed for worms. That's all this critter was from day one. Okay? Anyway. Oh, hell. This movement really. This show is about recording the retardation in this movement. And actually, once you go ahead and cover that certain people are dishonest, certain people are mamzers, and certain people are Jews, you don't have anything more to say, do you? A week or so ago, here's Linder. He's begging for money, saying that he can't go ahead and make. He's not sure he's going to be able to make VNNF being on the internet for another quarter year. So he needs to go ahead and have at a minimum your donation of about, $100 or so. So he can go ahead and pay for the servers. And then go ahead and have enough to, well, have a reserve to go ahead to the next one. Oh, by the way, I'm only living on less than $500 a month. Well, that's $6,000 a year.
Hell, I'm making about $10,000 a year myself. I'm not doing too badly. So, what to say? What to say? In this movement of ours, we have all these characters pretend to be white, and they're not. You know, here's Linder. I mean, you know, over on Stumbling, they were talking about what happened 2 weeks ago to when this dothead or this Italian or this WOP went ahead and said that Linder was a Jew and got banned. Now, I'd already talked about that. But what is most important here is that Trader Glenn Miller only had, what, $50 to give Linder. Back in the old days, he'd go ahead and pay $300, $400, $500 and openly say how much money he had. Now Trader Glenn Miller got all $30. What does that tell you? Answer tells you that essentially Zog has gone ahead and decided that Trader Glenn Miller isn't to be a paymaster anymore, isn't to go ahead and send how much, you know, well, how much Zog bucks in the mail anymore. Essentially, well, Zog is just simply saying, as a Trader Glenn Miller, you're old, you're what, 71, 72 years old, you old drunken old weasel with liver spots, you drunken old Anglum Ciso, we're not going to go ahead and have you on the front lines paying off Alex Linder. Let Alex Linder go ahead and make as best he can on his little stipend. Essentially, people are scared over at VNNF here. They're sort of scared that, you know, that liar, well, that Alex Linder's going to pull a bitch tits Bill Whitearm like he did on December 15, 2009, or he's going to go ahead and pull a Keith Hartham like he did in 2010. So now people are sort of scared that they are going to go to jail if they hang around Alex Linder. You gotta wonder here, because it's, you know, of all the forums on the internet, pretend to be white nationalist, why, that's the one which goes ahead and gets people in trouble the most. So, as a result, I think people are just, you go ahead and you look through threads, you see people who are banned and banned and banned and banned by Linder, and there's not as much stuff as there used to be. Not near. Okay? Where is this at here? Oh, okay. Well, Marty was on, well, essentially he was on the Gangsta Bolsheviks. And, folks, you know, to say about being on Kane's show, now Kane, I think, is a fucked up Jew boy. I'll admit that here. But essentially, Kane at least sort of knows who and what he is and doesn't lie. I need to go ahead and sing a song here, you know, called I'm Looking for a Better Class of Jew Boy, or a Better Class of Mamzer, or a Better Class of Wigger. You know, take off on Randy Travis. Because when it comes down to it, Kane has essentially kept his agreement. I have full autonomy on my subforum on his webpage. Macrobius, who I don't think Kane likes very much, and Macrobius does not like Kane, doesn't go ahead, essentially, and censor my posts either. Stumbling allows me to go ahead and run my subforum as I see fit. And is there a lot of censorship? Well, hell no. I mean, really, Kentucky Chomo Melungeon and Engelded and Puto don't show up there. Why would they? When I can go ahead and screw up their posts. Nope. What you had on the Mamzer Barrel? What you had on the Mamzer Barrel is essentially an agreement or a plea by on the part of Apocalypse. Oh please, won't you go ahead and post more posts, and I'll go ahead and undo the stick niggering you got. But I'm all mad. I'm all mad because you made me go ahead and stick nigger. You know, go ahead and manually spend hours of my time, better spent on drinking here, or to manually unstick nigger all your posts. Well, why bother to do that? Just go to the admin panel. Go ahead and give me a million rep points, and go ahead and give old Puto and Visser and Engelded minus 666,666, .66 rep points. Essentially, once they're a stick nigger, they'll whine like pussies, of course. But they'll learn not to go ahead and do that stupid shit. You don't need to go ahead and do that. I know how to run V-Bulletin for them. Do you? But no. For the past, 4 or 5 months, essentially every single shitskin gets to come on my sub forum. And not only neg rep me, it doesn't really matter, but he gets to go ahead and call me a child molester. Again, again, again. And folks, it doesn't matter that the charges had to be dismissed. It's just simply nothing but hate. So do I need a dog shitting on me? And the answer is no. Now, thanks to Zenfo, whatever you call it, V-Bulletin 5.0, I can go ahead and have a biting rep point counter, which will ridicule these retards. Essentially, well, once they go through my 100 posts here, they're not going to be able to stick nigger it anymore. So as a result, I'll figure out a way to go ahead and, pretty well ridicule these goofy bastards whenever I want. And so, hey, no big deal. Folks, having a humongous, meaningless negative number doesn't mean anything. What means something is having all these little, rather mean little comments still sticking on that you go ahead and renew every so often. That's what means something. I'm going ahead and looking. You end up having these politicians and the rest of them here in Missouri. You see, it's coming up on May 22nd anniversary. So you have every politician going ahead and showing that Joplin is not like Haiti. They're going to go ahead and rebuild. Okay, you're going to go ahead and rebuild Anglo-Mestizoville. No big deal. But doesn't really matter when essentially your government, or the government, the state government, doesn't mean anything. Well, essentially it doesn't have any legitimacy because it's not willing to go ahead and face an electoral challenge. Well, it's going ahead saying that white people cannot go ahead and run for office and white people cannot vote for other white people. Essentially, you've got to go ahead and go through the farce of elections that don't mean nothing. While the banksters go ahead and steal everything not red hot or nailed down and do whatever the hell they want to you. Does that mean anything? I don't think it does. Okay? Anyway. Okay, Marty defines himself negatively. Well, folks, at least we just have Nimbus retards. It don't look like we have any pisser possums on tonight. So, let's see. Have I gone ahead and yacked on for... Well, I don't know if I'm going to even have a 2-hour show the way I'm going. Probably not here the way I'm going. But I'm not quite sure what to go ahead and talk about here. Latest Victor Switzer. Let's see. Don't call me a nimtard. Let's see. No, that ain't it. And Frank, what you gotta understand is I can't go ahead and say who went ahead and told me about what Brian Reel was up to. I imagine if you're on Finkelstein's and you went ahead and heard old Victor Switzer saying, please don't talk to me. If I don't want anything more to do with CI. Do not go ahead and send me anything on Facebook.
Do not go ahead and send me anything on my webpage. Do not send me anything by email. I don't want to talk to you no more. What do you go ahead and do? I didn't have anything to say to Brian, you know, to Victor Switzer for, you know, anyway here. Anyway. Oh, okay. And on Bauer's board, too. Anyway. Let's see. One of the Swamp Brothers died. Folks, I'm not sure who the Swamp Brothers are. Really don't. One of the Swamp Brothers died. I guess I don't know who the Swamp... I think I heard something about it. I'm trying to figure out if they meant anything, though. At least not to me, they didn't. Okay? Oh, okay. Alrighty. Well, what happens is that ProThink has been involved in a false flag operation. The thing about it is, though, is what these people do. What the Jews do is they know that certain people will have to go ahead and hear about Jews, so they give them, you know, talk about Jews. Be it Eli James talking about Jews while he is one, Think Machine talking about Jews while he is one, Emma Heiser and Brian Rio talking about Mamzers while he is one. Yeah, you'll have these people talk about this stuff. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? And the answer is, there's nothing that can be done about it. All you can do, all this show ever tells you to do, essentially, is to mind your own business, stay out of trouble, go ahead and look to save your own life. And essentially, that's about it. There's nothing more. This movement. I mean, you know, pretty well, you know, this time last week, I got on the Gangster Bolshevik show because essentially there's something to talk about, and what I talked about was, what was going on over on the Monkey Barrel. There was something going on in the Monkey Barrel. Now, was there anything going on with JT Reddy? And the answer is that JT Reddy problem, essentially JT Reddy solved it. What happens? He went ahead and shot himself, shot his girlfriend, shot, you know, his mudshark girlfriend, shot the, you know, went ahead and shot a bunch of, the Beaner daughter and the Beaner granddaughter and the Whigger boyfriend of the Beaner daughter, and then he went ahead and shot himself and essentially tidied up all the mess. So is there any mess left? And the answer is there's no mess left. I mean, what is there to talk about anymore? And the answer is nothing. Okay? There's nothing to talk about in any of this stuff here. In the case of Eli James, folks, I mean, Friday and Saturday I was working on my garden. I really did not bother to throw Finkelschini. There really wasn't anything, or Eli James. I mean, if you go ahead and you listen, you will go ahead and hear, well, essentially Steve Elder talk about guns like an idiot. He'll talk about guns, he'll talk about, you know, biblical polygamy. He'll talk about how tough he is and how he's going to be meaner to trolls and how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that. You never see his ass. And, folks, what's going to happen? There really, in many cases, this movement has a whole bunch of stuff happening at one time, like JT Reddy. And then there's whining and there's pissing and moaning about, oh no, what are we going to do? What are we going to have done? And the answer is that there's nothing to do. There really isn't. What you end up having is that all these bowel movement tard corral shows. There's so many people talking about this or selling trinkets or what have you. There's nothing actually going on that isn't infiltrated by Zog. There's nothing to
could be done. What happens is that last week was a rather busy time because JT Reddy went nuts and hear all these people saying, oh, he was killed by Mexican drug cartels. Well, no. You go ahead and look and see what happens. Why, nothing much happened. Nothing much happened. So, essentially, this is what's going to go ahead, and I pretty well talked about the latest thing with Victor Switzer about the monkey belt, where you have old liability clues, you end up having muffs nuts running around. He's obsessing about me. What else is new? You see, can't publicly obsess about me over on 2.5 Mamsers, because essentially, Oba Genderbender has decided that going ahead and whining like a tard about Pope Marty and, you know, Johnny Tonto and old John Britton has pretty well disappeared off the internet for the last, what, month and a half? Last month and a half? You know, if you want to go ahead and talk about wild stuff here, you know, essentially, John Britton, last year, about this time in May, his oldest daughter got a divorce from her worthless evil husband. And we found out that the evil bastard has, well, essentially pulled a gun on his younger brother. He is facing felony aggravated assault charges. And facing aggravated, you know, felony assault charges, and is facing, battery charges for essentially waving a gun as younger brother. And hopefully the bastard will go away, and then maybe John Britton will go ahead and get his oldest girl's daughter back. He'll get custody of his granddaughter. I tend to, you know, doubt that, but, you know, we can only pray that the worthless bastard goes ahead and gets sent to prison, and therefore goes ahead and releases Pastor John Britton's oldest daughter, who also is not much of a fit parent herself, from going ahead and having to pay child support, which she's barely able to take care of herself, essentially, and the kid will be farmed out to some nice Mormon family. Since I went ahead and I checked out a book about Mormonism, somebody asked me about Mormonism versus Christianity. I pointed out is that about 100... way back in 1830, 1840, both Mormonism and Christianity started out as racial religions. Both saying is that white people were of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The Mormonism goes ahead and it brings in all this pre-existence horseshit and this reincarnation horseshit and the rest of the stuff. Christianity doesn't. So, in any case, is Mormonism becoming really nothing more than a pussy religion full of mamsers? And the answer is yep. Used to be, you used to go ahead and see Mormon missionaries on their summer work, essentially with white kids from Utah or Nevada or, you know, southern Idaho or Colorado or Arizona, maybe New Mexico, a few other places. Used to be white kids. Now you have more and more little, quote, Lamanites, Mamsers, whatever. But heck, Christian identity. I mean, I'm one to talk. Christian identity as Brian Rio and Eli James and Finkelstein and Victor Switzer. Mamsers. Mamsers, Mamsers, Mamsers. He has idiotic, mumps-nutted retards who essentially can't get any pussy, so they got to go ahead and go after their niglet nieces here, or supposedly their brother's daughter, or whatever. You know, that goes ahead and gets caught committing a minor crime here, a felony crime, a burglary, and then in order to get out, goes ahead and even before is arraigned, has already come up with a plea bargain for a suspended imposition of sentence, i.e. the snitch. You know, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't talk about how Mormonism has decayed when I see how much, quote,
above-ground Christian identity has decayed to where it's just nothing, like John Britton said, but wall-to-wall Mamzers and Muds and Jew boys. You know, maybe I oughtn't go ahead and talk badly about Mormonism here when Christian identity has turned into shit. Really oughtn't. Maybe I really ought to go ahead and talk about that here. Now, I've gone ahead and seen people who come in Christian identity and they bring their Baptist horseshit with them and they bring their Catholic, you know, papist preterism with them and they bring this and they bring that. And folks, what I see is a bunch of people playing at something when they don't really understand it at all, never did understand it, never will understand it. They don't have the genes to understand it. All they have is just simply being a Mamzer and running around and playing games here and hiding the fact that they got a lot of red nigger in them. Now, Christian identity, you know, I was about to go ahead and, you know, make some criticisms about Mormonism. And then I sort of thought that, hey, you know, it's not up to me to clean up the Mormon Church. It's not up to me to racially purify the Mormon Church. I don't think that's going to happen in any case. I don't really give a crap. Folks, what this show is about is telling about what's going on within our own bowel movement and what's going on badly among Christian identity. And folks, you know, people, this is nothing but negativity. Well, that's right. It's sort of hard to go ahead and talk about positive things when there is no positive stuff at all. Just idiocy, just degeneracy, just stupidity, just idiots being idiots, and Mamzers being Mamzers, and Jews being Jews. I mean, it's so hard, you know, and I can't, you know, I mean, folks, the best thing, if you listen to this show, just listen to one of these shows, take this from it here. Folks, you know, there's not going to be any saving of the Whigger race from this collapse, from this great tribulation. The only thing we can go ahead and do is go ahead and essentially try to save ourselves. Try to go ahead and save yourself. I've often said that if I had to do it over again, I'd be a molecular biologist rather than a politician. I'd go ahead and be quietly, pretty well, whipping up disease germs to go ahead and kill Jews and niggers and beaners and the rest here. And essentially, you know, the soonest, you know, the only time the old Victor Switzer and Brian Reel and Finkelstein, you know, and Eli James would have heard a damn thing from me is when they wouldn't even heard my name. I mean, folks, if I'd do it over again, I'd do it different. I really would. But it's too late. You know, pretty well, my grandchildren, they're gone in the belly of the beast. I pray every night that they're happy and healthy, not been turned into Whiggers, not been turned into mud sharks, not been turned into idiots, like so many Whigger kids have been turned into. Bought and sold. I pray for them every night. I love my grandchildren. I pray for them. But folks, there's nothing I can do for them. All I can do is just simply go ahead and do the things that are necessary to go ahead and avenge them and to go ahead and carry through with destroying what little remains of the legitimacy of the system so that this great tribulation, which is coming closer and closer and closer, will be a bloody and very thorough thing. Okay? So, what I'm saying here. Well, let me see. Go ahead. Okay. I guess you end up having some nigger go ahead and break up with a Whigger, you know, girlfriend here. You know what I mean? Well, what you see among people, among mug sharks here, what they do well, let's take this much. I think this Lisa Mendoros, she looks like she's a white woman. She looks sort of like a younger Jane Fonda. She did not. She looked like a rather cute girl, cute woman. But she goes ahead and spreads herself in front of some beaner. She squeezes out two beaner daughters. And then she's lonely, and she goes ahead and takes a full-fledged, fat, piece-of-shit psycho like JT Reddy. And she knows what he is. He moves in when she has first control to where she can go ahead and kick him out. No, nothing said, even though he's a stalker. Essentially, and the last thing she ends up saying, I mean, her final words is, he's got a gun. Okay, famous last words here. He's got a gun. Now, do you feel sorry for people like that? And the answer is no, you don't. They went ahead and did the stuff that they should not have done. They knew it was evil. Everything within themselves said it was evil. And yet they did it. They went ahead and put a brick on their conscience, on the throttle their conscience, and then as a result, they end up having something bad happen to them. And you're supposed to go ahead and cry and whine and piss and moan about stupid people and stupid crap that goes ahead and happens to them? The answer is no. Okay? So, yeah. Oh, yeah, looks like so here. Anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and it looks like I've been kicked off here. I'm going to say Hail Victory, and I'll be back in maybe a minute. Who knows? Okay, folks, I got kicked off of TalkShoe last night here, and then the show went ahead and ended. And the show was just around a little bit less than 2 hours. And I said I'd go ahead and be back. I've gone ahead and changed my mind. I think that this show, essentially, there was not that much to talk about other than Brian Rio running around and screwing over old Victor Switzer, his former mamzer in crime. And folks, things have pretty well died down in the movement. There's nothing really new. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. And so I'll say Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White men clad in black are we, hi, hi, oh, and we'll stamp out the tyranny. Hi-ya-ya-ho. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve defend, Kyrie-lay-i, all who was then the ruling man, Kyrie-lay-i. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Four white men, their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling neck, we stomp our boots to stamp out gasso. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White mango, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its great hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.